The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Maybe you are sick to the back teeth of tariffs and you're just enjoying the good weather, like Adrian Barry and Jen Hogan. Adrian from Off the Ball, Jen from the Irish Times. Do you like this time of year, Adrian?
I like the fact that we're no longer in this endless hibernation that we've been in for, it seems like, the last sort of 6 months. Like, can you remember a sunny day over that period of time?
Not really. There was that awful stretch post-Christmas as well, where we had have several weeks where it was just grey, wasn't it?
The stretch seemed to last from September up till about March, and we were all sort of under the duvets. There was a lot of snakes and ladders. You were hiding from the weather. You were trying to occupy your kids with, like, another trip to Jump Zone, all these sort of indoor activities, and it was endless.
This is my favourite time of year, actually, because you can get good weather at this time of year, evidenced by the weather this week. And when the weather's bad, we're kind of forgiving of it. You kind of think, ah, it's April. I mean, what do you expect? Mm. Whereas despite all the evidence of years of experience, we expect the weather to be good in the summer. And then when the weather's not good, we give out. We're miserable about it. We can't deal with it.
Well, we're just so grateful now. Like, you know, if sympathy for people who live in Australia, let's say, you know, 365 days of the year, the weather's amazing. So you never really appreciate it. Whereas
that's
here,
true, yeah.
360 days, it's really bad.
We're so lucky.
So those five days.
We have perspective.
Exactly. We can be grateful and give thanks.
We are so, so lucky. Do you like this time of year, Jen?
I love this time of year. I feel like a different person now because we've come out of hibernation, out of the misery. And like, here I am talking as if this is going to last, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, faith. I have faith and belief, and I'm going to try and manifest continued good weather and see how that plays out for me. Never worked before, but you're lucky. We'll give it a shot and see what happens.
We're on the verge of having to water plants. Yeah. You know?
Oh, what do you mean? Outdoor plants?
Yeah, outdoor plants.
All right.
I believe some men were spotted shirtless today.
No way.
Mm-hmm,
were they doing
Hyrox? So.
You know, they all love doing Hyrox topless. Have you seen it? Much so that I saw an April Fool today that suggested they were going to bring in a rule to make men wear t-shirts when they did these awful Hyrox yokes.
Yeah, but I must remember that the next time I'm Hyroxing. What's the... what would be the expression there?
I don't know what it is. So, Jen, what do you kind of change patterns of behaviour then in your house when the grand stretch materialises?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I tell you, well, look, I mean, I'm always on my soapbox giving out about homework and the likes, but this is your perfect excuse to push back against homework. So if we get nice weather, I am very forgiving around not doing homework. You know, not that always very...
You're not the teacher. It doesn't matter if you're forgiving.
Well,
do you send the kids in without having done their homework?
Maybe forgiving of myself. I will justify to myself that it's not just me.
That's bad parenting.
rebelling against the system. I'm actually doing the correct thing.
You're getting
here.
Them to rebel.
Well,
rebelling vicariously. There's no blowback on you.
Ah, there is. I'm infamous in the schools at this stage. They know my opinion on this. I'm very vocal on it. But no, it's great because you can actually just go, no homework today because it's too nice and we need to get out and enjoy the sunshine. And this is a different type of homework, you know, valuing our free time and the weather, which we can't take for granted, even if Mam tries to manifest.
Okay, how does that go down at the school? This is a different type of homework. It's called valuing the good weather and our free time.
Surprisingly well, actually. Do you know, there's never been really a pushback. If they hear me now, they might go, now this, we know what she's up to, expect a note tomorrow. But no, generally fine. I just think we get little enough good weather. It's important for the kids to get outside. It's important for me and my sanity that the kids get outside, and you want to take advantage of it, and it does free up that bit of time. You're more encouraged, aren't you, to get out and be active and do things in the evening time when the weather's good. It's a bit miserable going out when it's raining and windy and cold, where this way you can get out and play, even play football with them rather than just leaving it to the dads. I can actually get out there and partake in a bit of
One of the joys is doing nothing with, is getting them outside so you don't have to deal with them. Forget going out and playing with them, Jen.
Yeah.
No, is that the whole point? Not that you can shove them out the front door and close it and you've a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, that wouldn't sound as good. I said that.
No, you've already revealed the perfect your terrible parent.
Are you getting any kickback, by the way, about that? I'm sorry, I can fixated on the idea that the kids can do less homework now. And this is
absolutely.
Cause
and that's the law, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when we're having this conversation at home, there's nobody representing. Well, it's the law, and if you don't want to,
in our house anyway.
But so there's not. You're not getting any communication from the school saying, "Hey, what's the crack there with the?"
No. But right? That's totally within your it's totally within your power to go and say it doesn't suit us to do homework tonight. I mean, there's obviously behavioural policies and things like that in schools, but you will not. Most schools are really open to that and
are
take
they?
That
okay.
on board. Absolutely, totally. It's never been a problem. And I've been consistent outside. Like this across kids. Yeah. I would actively encourage more parents to rebel.
The secretary hangs up and you go, that's your one Hogan.
She's on again. She's doing it again.
I was listening to the news talk yesterday.
She thinks it's the law. I know, listen, we're blowing the page trying to explain that's not how the law works.
A couple of seconds later, or minutes even.
So you're going to have to try that now, Adrian.
Yeah, well, I do certainly have at least one. We have 3 kids, 8, 6 and 3. So the 8-year-old will be delighted to hear this.
Yeah.
He will have no homework from here on forth. The middle 6-year-old, she will not be happy. She comes in every day. Can I do my homework? Is there any extra homework I could do? She would be very studious that way. And the other lad, he doesn't have homework yet, but I can only imagine where we're going in that direction.
So she loves doing homework.
Loves it. Absolutely can't get it. If she had more homework books, Chris, to the mill.
Oh, God.
But she also loves getting out. Now that the grand stretch has kicked in, I was out with her last week, a little bit of hurling, a little bit of football in the street. After we live in a cul-de-sac, yeah. So we're probably a little bit privileged in that regard because you can actually get out in the street and do, I suppose, what we all used to do when you were kids, a little bit of cycling up and down the street, a bit of football, and she loves all that side of it. But yeah, a little bit of extra homework. Oof.
So 8, 6 and 3, are they on screens much in your house?
The 8-year-old very much driving the
it's
agenda
a safe
in that
space
regard.
Now,
you can reveal everything. So he's very much driving the agenda in that regard. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough iPad time. Can't get enough. There's a fella called Chufters. I don't know if you're familiar with Chufters. He's an English fella. You might be surprised to hear. He does all these FC25 things. So he's like buying all these different players, and he sets all these challenges for himself to buy these different players. And you could watch this stuff, it turns out, as an 8-year-old, endlessly, like literally 24/7. But he doesn't get that.
He sounds like a kind of a character in the Fast Show if they had gap year kids. You know, Chufters.
Exactly what he is. But he's also about 56 or something like that.
Right.
But he does seem to be making a fortune, which has me, given my livelihood, scratching my head going, how is this guy? Fair play to him.
Hard to peel him off the screen.
He's mad for that stuff. And he's a Switch now in the last year. Yeah. He's mad for that
What's
stuff.
He playing
he's
on
playing
the
FC 25 and he's playing Minecraft. We're resisting Fortnite. Some of the neighbours' kids have it. We're going to lose that battle soon. But that's what he's obsessed. He just wants to, he's screen time all the time. So it is a bit of a battle to sort of engage. He does GA 3 times a week, soccer a couple of times a week, various other interests. But if you could pack all that in the morning and just focus on the screen time, that's what he'd do.
Are they training 3 times a week, Gaelic games?
They train twice and then they've go games on a Saturday morning.
Wow. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's Kilmacook Croke, so you know, we can't be providing all these players into the...
Oh, sorry, but they didn't hurling and football in that?
One night hurling, one night football.
It doesn't matter. You can train as much football
as you
want. In
Kilkenny, it's just
hurling. Well, I was just
hurling
maybe
only.
You were out-training us on the hurling front. I was going to have to go immediately home and say, lads, I've got to up it. I
haven't been down that part of the world recently.
Crisis averters.
You're fine.
They're playing football once a week. Don't worry about it. Jen, have you much screen time then in your house? Or how has that kind of changed across the spectrum of... What's your age range at the moment?
So, in fairness, my eldest now 23, so I can do nothing about her screen time, down to my youngest is 9, so I've got a few teenagers and a couple of younger kids, and obviously Chloe is at 23. Do you know, it's weird. I mean, it's the foreign game in our house that my boys play, so they're out play and they'd have training a couple of nights a week and matches obviously at the weekend. But no, when it comes, that what has been brilliant is that with the good weather, but really it doesn't make any difference if their mates will come out. Given the choice, they will always go outside and play with their friends over being on screens. The problem is that a lot of the time when it's raining and it's dark and it's cold, the friends aren't as keen to come out and come away. Like, I can't believe that has flipped like that, because it used to be the screens would win over everything, but now they'd much rather be out playing football, playing whatever, going out for a walk even with the dog and chatting to their friends. And that kind of changed over the teen years. I'm not pretending they don't spend lots of time on their screens as well, but even my teenagers would prefer to actually be out in person with their friends, and the younger kids straight away, they'd much rather be outside playing football or doing whatever it is, whatever games they're playing, whether it's going on bikes or whatever, kick the can, whatever it is they're playing, they'll always choose that.
Can I ask you what sort of screen time you allow your 9-year-old?
See, we lost that battle, the one that you're there trying to resist. We've already lost it, and that's because he's the youngest. So it's FIFA and all those games as well, and Minecraft, and unfortunately Fortnite. Yeah, it's a killer.
What sort of are they allowed? Give me a sense of what sort of how long they're allowed on these things. Can figure out if
do you know what used to be, Daddy, before the pandemic. There was no screen time during the week, in terms of there was no gaming time anyway, nothing like that. And then the pandemic came along, and everybody just because it suited to just kind of the kids went on and they were babysitters for a while, it was kind of harder to pull it back. So I don't know, when they've got their homework done, if we've done homework that day, and of course we do homework most days, but if we've done our homework,
sure,
they might
Jen.
Get a bit of time, particularly if I was still working and they were trying to get some and was trying to finish off something, they'd get a bit of time. But no, it is still a battle. Like if they're not outside, they are in there wanting to game, and they're over in the kind of, there's another, the garage is converted where the teens might hang out, so the littles are over there as well thinking, this is great, I can go and I can go on the console here. So it is a non-stop battle. I'm not pretending it's not, but if their friends could just spend all their time outside, so would my kids, and my job as a parent would be so much easier.
Are there particular places when the weather gets good that you do outings to?
I would say, like, my, could I be so lofty in the company of the expert over there to say that my advice in this area would be to keep it simple.
Okay.
So there definitely are things like on the street, like, you know, I think when you consider the window, particularly in weekdays, it's tiny. Like, by the time you come home from work, by the time they've spent 4 hours doing the homework and all that sort of stuff, what is it, an hour and a half before bedtime sort of kicks in?
Yeah.
The three-year-old looking
bedtime gets pushed out, though, a little, doesn't it?
Well, the three-year-old was looking at me last night going, sorry, you're telling me to go to bed. Are you
forget
all right? Do we need to bring you in and get you looked at? So yeah, there is that bit of a battle that's very live at the minute. But yeah, keep it simple, I would say, like, particularly in weekdays, street activity, they're cycling up and down in our place, they're playing football, the park is not far away. Even that's a bit of a stretch because it's like 15 minutes walk. That's a half an hour of that window kind of gone. I would say weekday, keep it simple. Weekend, go and jump at a lake somewhere, do something a bit wild.
Oh, lovely,
don't go full sort of Rory, what's his name, McSorley, is it? Do you remember your man, Frostbit Boy?
Oh, yeah.
He swam for like 14 kilometres off the, just decided one day he whipped down to his boxers and swam for 14 kilometres. Don't do that. I went up to Glendalough a couple of weeks ago in the properly freezing cold weather, and jumped in a pool up with St. Kevin's Pools, I think called, up past Miners Valley there. Really recommend that. Reasonably safe, as long as you're a good swimmer. It's not deep, like, obviously, for bringing the kids and stuff, just be a bit careful. But that stuff takes planning. That's not weekday stuff. That's with the weather like it is today, maybe a Saturday afternoon if you've nothing else on.
Yeah. Jen, keep it simple.
Same sort of thing, keeping it simple. Like, the weekday stuff really is just about getting out, isn't it? Maybe taking the dog for a walk, or bribery. The secret of good parenting, bribery. If we go for a walk now, because most kids aren't really that impressed at the idea of a walk, we can get an ice cream.
You can go home and watch Chufters for 2 hours.
You can go home and watch people there playing video games, and I can convince myself that you're not having the same type of screen time. But no, it just even going out, getting an ice cream, getting out. And I don't know, I mean, the playgrounds are brilliant. We're really, like, we're looking at loads of playgrounds around, and the parks are great. And I suppose they're all open that bit longer once the clock changes as well. So getting out there, and I'm trying to tire them out, because we have the same battle as well, where they're looking going, yeah, well, it's not dark yet. I can't sleep.
You can't overthink it, can't you? I mean, the memories, the really, like, great memories you have of being a kid, it's, Adrian, as you say, playing football on the street for hours and hours and hours on
end.
But
there was no parents out, like, certainly in my instance, there might have been 15 kids out in the street playing around, not a parent to be seen. Now, for every kid, there's about two parents. Like,
exactly.
Everybody's
hovering
keeping an eye
around.
Like, you know, exactly. Oh, there's a bicycle coming. Hang on. Everybody stop playing.
I think so. Some of that's probably because you're still in that idealist phase. Yeah. See, by the time you get to...
You just forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Jen, they could
tend
be a week
yourselves.
Or two. And Jen would say, have you seen the middle child at all? Has anyone seen that middle child?
Bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly. Jen, you're a wonderful mother, says one listener. That's what homework should be, getting out into nature. They could write a story about it or talk about it in school if they want. Somebody else says, Jen's not answering the question, exactly how long
exactly how long. I suppose in the evening times, look, they're certainly getting, I mean, I don't count telly, sorry, I don't count TV. I'd love if they just watch TV. We're talking computers, YouTube, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, God, they are definitely hitting an hour a day at least, and that might go on worse if there's brutal weather and they're not getting.
Do you have room for another few? Because I have kids that would love to move in with you. This is
this is not.
She wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, well, generally if they're boys in particular, because I'm mostly boys. People just go on. She won't even. No one's quite sure how many kids she has. So yeah, about that. But like, I'm breaking. Look, it's an ongoing battle, and it's probably instead of telly, and it's not all sitting there firing doing Fortnite. Sometimes it's just playing together and. Watching YouTube, watching nonsense on YouTube, watching short clips.
Oh, they love YouTube shorts.
That they could watch. It's
I know,
sort of thing.
Chufters is a legend, says somebody else. He's like an OG off-brand Mr. Beast that's obsessed at FC 25 instead of Minecraft.
Yeah, he. My son is also obsessed with Mr. Beast, so that totally stacks up.
Yeah, he is. Mm. He's an OG off-brand Mr. Beast, much like Adrian. Adrian, thanks a million for coming in to us. Adrian Barry from Off the Ball, Jen Hogan, Irish Times columnist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.